Well, hi, this is Buzz Knight. I'm the host of the Taking a Walk podcast series, and it's Giving Tuesday, a global effort to acknowledge the good work of what goes on with many different charities everywhere in this country and in the world. So we thought for this episode of Taking a Walk, we would speak with our friend R.J. Curtis. He is the executive director of the Country Radio Broadcasters Association. He has been in this business doing good work in communities his entire career. And one of the things that in his work he is very involved with is an amazing charity, very important to country radio, St. Jude's Hospital. Nice to see you, RJ, in lovely Nashville.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
So many people hear about St. Jude's and they don't comprehend how unbelievable when you tell them this organization is. Talk about the work of St. Jude's.
Well, first and foremost, St. Jude Research Hospital is a research hospital. They treat patients there, as we know. And if you don't know, they do treat patients there. And they treat children who have catastrophic cancer diagnosis for free. No child, no family has ever paid a dime to get the kind of treatment. But they do amazing research there, and I can't remember the exact type of cancer. There are many of them, but they have reduced the rate of survival from what was once 4% to like 94%. That's very typical of a lot of the work that they do. You have to go there and see it. It is an absolutely magical place. When you go to St. Jude and you get a chance to tour the hospital, talk to the doctors, and meet some of the patients, it is inspiring, and you think all things are possible. It's really a wonderful thing that they're doing there.
So when did the affiliation first begin with country broadcasters in St. Jude's?
You have to go back to CRS, 1989. Randy Owen from the group Alabama was speaking. And this, of course, is in the height of Alabama's popularity and dominance at country music. And it was opening ceremonies, 1989. I was in the room, so I remember this vividly. And Randy kind of threw down the gauntlet. And he said, hey, country radio, you need to get involved and help the kids at St. Jude. You have the most loyal audiences, the most empathetic listeners, and if you use that power that you have to get behind fundraising for St. Jude, there's no telling what you can do. So that's 1989, and now in 2022, the amount of money that country radio has raised for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is nearing $1 billion.
Wow. I'm with Martha Earls, who is the manager at Kane Brown. Martha, thanks for being on. What causes or charities would you like to promote on this Giving Tuesday?
Firstly, I think it's wonderful that we're talking about Giving Tuesday. I would say there's two that really are close to me and that we donate a lot of time and effort and money to just really, honestly, heart to is on a local level here in Nashville. I'm very committed to a charity called the Oasis Center. And the Oasis Center provides housing for transitional youth when they come out of foster care at 17 or 18 and have to get thrust into the real world. You know, the Oasis Center is there for them and serving youth and helping Nashville on a local community level. And then on a national scale, we've really done a lot of work with the Boys and Girls Club over the last few years, and it's been so fulfilling to see youth come to our artist concerts and be able to help rebuild buildings. And just underserved youth, I think, is a critical population to help, and Boys and Girls Club does that.
How is it that the Nashville community for so many years has been so giving?
I think the Nashville community is so giving because even though Nashville is a big city, it still has a small town kind of energy and mentality and a deep pride and sense of community. And I think when you have that and connection to one another, when you have that, then you want you want to help out.
Russell Dickerson. Russell, thanks for being here.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
So what is a charity you want to highlight for Giving Tuesday that's important for you?
Man, I'm actually playing a benefit tonight for this organization called Cultivate. And it's my buddy runs this farm, and it's actually with the state of Tennessee. He runs this entire farm that is run by former addicts and felons. So it gives them a new chance at life, gives them an income, gives them a chance to help get back on their feet. While also the food they grow is sent out to the greater Nashville area for people in need.
Wow, what a special cause. How long have you been helping them out?
Probably 2 or 3 years now, yeah.
And during these last few years of pandemic living, mm-hmm. how have they worked their magic during this difficult time?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they're involved with the state, so they were able to keep everything afloat. But, I mean, a large part of it is all outdoors anyway and spread apart, so there's not a worry there. But, yeah, they were, year after year, keep growing and growing, literally. But yeah, it's such an awesome thing, and this is his passion. This is, you know, what he, I feel like, is on this earth to do as a farmer and as a mentor and a leader in this community.
Well, it's a great one to highlight on Giving Tuesday, mm-hmm. and we hope all the charities get support, in particular, Cultivate, right?
Cultivate, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Russell.
Absolutely.
I'm here in Nashville with Kerry Edwards, manager of Luke Bryan. And Kerry, what's important to you on Giving Tuesday?
For me, a personal kind of hit home organization that means a lot to me is the MS Society. I have a family member, a brother who has MS, and just the work that they do and the effort and money that they need to raise and still trying to find a cure for MS. That's a one that hits home for me. And please, please, please go donate.
Thanks, Kerry, and look forward to Kerry's episode of Taking a Walk coming up in 2023 with our special Nashville series.
Thank you.
Yeehaw!
Yay!
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight.